you think, but also curious, adventurous at times, somewhat comfortable, but also accepting not being comfortable, and hopefully that will neutralize the non-comfortableness, maybe soften the blood.
Very well. And you?
My name is Elizabeth. I don't feel very comfortable if I have to speak. I most time I feel comfortable with my friends.
And satisfied?
Yes.
Very well. And you?
Well, up until about 10 days ago, I was just perfect, and then I went somewhere, Florida, and it just did a job on me, and I just shut right down like a clam. And ever since then, I've been trying to open back up again, because that's what I prefer. And it feels much, much more comfortable, but I'm finding that the... I don't even know if I'm asking the question, actually. Am I?
The question is, how do you perceive yourself?
Naturally, very open and quite funny and playful, definitely. Intuitive. Yeah, that's how it is naturally.
And are you satisfied with yourself?
Yes.
And are you comfortable with yourself?
At the moment, no. But I'm sure it'll pass.
Now, you have all engaged the opportunity to share and to listen to each individual's perception of themselves. And one aspect that most of you express in common with each other is your discomfort in being what you perceive to be exposed. That if you must express yourself in the company of many other individuals, you feel exposed, and therefore your energy changes. Were you to be speaking merely with myself, with no other individual within this room, you would likely be expressing a different energy. And it would be easier for you to answer my question, for you would not feel as exposed. But when you are in the company of many other individuals, you concern yourselves with how all the other individuals will perceive you. And that's creates nervousness, and you immediately shield. And in that, your energy is not open, and your bubble shrinks, and it closes around you. And what it draws to it is any expression that matches that, more uncomfortableness and more nervousness and more reasons to be uncomfortable and to be nervous. I would also express that many of you expressed that you are satisfied, that you are comfortable, and if you are, why do you create experiences that you do not like, that you do not want. For if you are genuinely satisfied and comfortable with yourself, you will also be confident. And in that confidence, you will not question yourself, and you will create precisely what you want, and you will do it easily. For conflict requires much more energy than success. Creating what you want is much easier than creating obstacles. It requires much more energy to create conflict or to create obstacles than it does to create what you want. Now, a key element is importance. A key element of perception and of your bubble is what is important. You each view many, many, many expressions within yourselves, about yourselves, that are important. But some of the elements that you offer importance to are expressions that you do not like. And the not liking becomes important. And in that, you concentrate upon it. And I have expressed from the onset of this forum, you create what you concentrate upon. Now, concentration is not necessarily attention, but attention adds to concentration. And in this, the more you pay attention to a certain expression, the more you concentrate upon it, and the more you reinforce it, and the more you create it. If you are dissatisfied with weight, the disliking of that expression becomes important, and therefore you continue to create it, for you are concentrating upon it and how much you dislike it. In this, it is significant to genuinely pay attention to what you are actually doing, what you are feeling. What you are feeling, thinking, and doing. For those are the three components that allow you to create what you want, such as the hammer. It is also significant that you recognize what is being expressed in importance, and that you recognize that the word important does not always allude to positive. In this, remember, you are projecting energy in every moment of your existence. Therefore, if you incorporate a general perception of yourself that you may not be quite good enough yet, that you are continuing to try to be good enough or attractive enough or smart enough or interactive enough or contributing enough, when you engage those types of expressions, it is not necessary to be thinking of that continuously, but if that is an element of your perception, it will be constant. Therefore, you may not be continuously thinking, I am not good enough, I am not smart enough, but that may be your perception. And in that, that may be the energy that you are continuously outputting. And therefore, you may be creating some elements or some expressions that you want and that you like, but you continuously also generate dissatisfaction. It is not a constant that you are creating comfort and satisfaction. It moves up and down and up and down. In some moments you are happy, in some moments you are not. In some moments you are frustrated, in some moments you are satisfied. But it is inconstant. And what you all interpret in common is that you want to be satisfied and comfortable in a constant. That you do not want to be generating experiences that you dislike or that generate discomfort. One important element in how you perceive yourself is to actually recognize who you are and what your natural expression is, and to be accepting of that. Some individuals naturally create intensity, but they may be dissatisfied with that, for they compare themselves to other individuals that do not generate intensity, and they express to themselves that it is bad. Some individuals create dramas naturally. And this may be the manner in which they offer themselves information, but they perceive themselves to be bad, for they compare themselves to other individuals that do not create drama. This is what we are speaking of. Not necessarily any particular experience, but this general perception that each individual holds of themselves, and to become aware of those aspects of your perception that you are not comfortable with. For that is the first step, to identify it, to recognize what creates this expression in myself that I am not satisfied with, that I am not happy with, and to genuinely allow yourself to examine that. In the subject of physical appearance, one of the most significant obstacles for most individuals is concerning themselves with what other individuals' perceptions are. That it is not enough that you be satisfied with yourself and that you interpret your own knowing, but it must be validated by other individuals. There must be an approval from other individuals to validate your own perception. This is incorrect. Every individual interprets a different perception. No other individual within your entire planet will perceive you the way you perceive you. And you are all right. For the perception of each individual, regardless of what it is correct, for that is real. It is their reality. It is your reality. Now, in that, if your perception of yourself is somewhat tainted or not quite comfortable, you project outwardly that type of energy. And that magnetic bubble will bind anything and everything that will match it. Therefore, if you are generating being worried, perhaps concerning money, that you perceive yourself to not incorporate enough, you will draw to you bills, you will draw to you losing money, you will draw to you giving away money, you will draw to you instances in which you will be paying money, and you will continue to never interpret enough. For this is the energy that you are expressing outward. If you are not in a relationship and you are perceiving that this is not good and that you are lacking, for you are not generating a relationship, you push away other individuals. But when individuals physically interact, they converse, what occurs is you generally are within physical proximity of each other, such as presently. In this room, there are many individuals, and you are all sitting beside each other. And in this moment, although you may not be aware of it, objectively, all of your energies are touching. They are all mixing. Now they are not. For as I speak this to you, many of you receive. No, no, do not touch my energy. No, no, I will contract now. But without myself expressing that to you and identifying it to you, you naturally mix your energies. You naturally allow yourselves to blend your energies. And you are not concerned with this action. And you are not threatened by this action. And it is very easy. But when it is identified to you, you are aware and you are, now you are expressing much more energy, for you are tensing and you are thinking, and you are evaluating. This requires much more energy than merely being and listening and being comfortable. These are examples of what I am expressing. When you can genuinely be aware of what you are doing, what you are feeling, you can also identify what is changing in your energy when you begin to generate an expression that you do not like. You know what the feeling is when you are comfortable. You know what the feeling is when you are not comfortable. When you are not comfortable, you can evaluate your own energy and discover what is creating this discomfort. Are you actually uncomfortable in your body? Is your body consciousness actually painful in relation to weight? Or are you merely dissatisfied, for you incorporate criteria for what is an acceptable appearance and what is not an acceptable appearance? Many times individuals are not actually physically uncomfortable, but their perception expresses that they are, or they dislike their appearance. In association with aging, this subject is actually quite funny. Or you choose to be within a physical reality with linear time. You chose to be in this reality. And in the blueprint of this reality, you create linear time. And therefore, you create age, which is a natural expression. And therefore, as you progress, you age. That is not to say that this must be a hindrance to you, but you perceive it to be, and therefore it becomes that. You perceive it to be bad, and the bad becomes important. And the more important it is, the more energy you offer to it. And the bubble gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And you perceive yourself to becoming more and more of a hideous monster. For you are aging and becoming older and older, and now you shall turn to dust. Conversely, you do not necessarily feel so much older. Within yourself, you may not feel older at all. You may choose an age, which most of you do, that is your ideal age. And most of you, within yourselves, remain that age regardless of what your physical age is. But you convolute yourselves and you begin projecting that energy of dislike, and what do you perceive? Older, 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 now I'm so old, I can't move very well anymore, and I can't run, and I cannot do what I want to do, and yes, you can, if you are recognizing that this is your perception, and that can change. When you change your perception, you change your physical reality. But when you dislike elements of your reality, you continue to create them.
So how do you not dislike something when you naturally dislike it?
It is not a matter of changing that into a like. It is a matter of recognizing that you may not like some expression, but it is not necessary for that to be important. It is the element of importance that creates the perpetuation of what you do not like. When you remove energy from what you do not like, and it is not important, it is not necessary to create it.
So that means if you can try to ignore it and forget it, then it's the best case you can do.
Not necessarily. It would more be recognizing that you incorporate a dislike, acknowledging that, yes, this is an expression that I do not like. And you acknowledge that it is present. But it is not important. And you can turn your attention to a different direction that can be important in what you do like.
That's consciously ignoring. I see it.
You see, there must be something driving that importance feeling, that it's important.
Yes. Let me express to all of you. You have all incorporated experiences in which you want some manifestation. And you generate successfully creating it. And it is easy, and you are satisfied with yourself that you have successfully created some manifestation, regardless of what it is. You may want a new vehicle, and you go and you buy one, and you are happy with yourself, and you incorporate your new vehicle. And that occurs very easy. The reason it occurs very easy is that you do not doubt yourself, you are not questioning yourself, you merely set your sight upon what you want, and you do it. And you are satisfied. In the same manner, when you concentrate upon some element that you do not like and you make that important, the same occurs. You do it. You make difficulties.
For example, with aging, if you notice that some elements of aging could be very disturbing to yourself and you dislike it, you just concentrate on people who show you a different way how to age, just would be easy for me to switch from the dislike not putting importance on it and having an example in myself or in somebody else to concentrate up on how you can behave when you're older.
Yes.
This is not ignoring, it's just having a choice again.
Yes. And recognizing that it is your perception. And quite genuinely, even with an element such as aging, if you are comfortable and satisfied with yourself as you age, your perception will not be concerned with that aging, which will reflect in your actual physical appearance.
Could you say that again?
It will reflect in your physical appearance. For your perception is not concerned with that aging. Therefore, you allow yourself to be you at your ideal age of what you feel. I would express to any individual that incorporates 40 years or more, they most likely continue to feel that you are 30. You think as if you were 30. You act as if you are 30, but you may be 60 of your years. But you stay in that feeling of that one age. But you concern yourself with your outward appearance, and that it is becoming older and older and more feeble and less effective, and therefore you create that outwardly. If you are not concerning yourself with those elements, you can actually be that ideal age, and that will be your perception, and your age physically will not appear to be what it is. For that is what you are projecting, and that is what you create in real reality, in physical, solid reality. We shall break.
Okay.